Gorgon guides us along the river, where it winds through a canyon of black rock. Grey-green broom rises from the water. It thins as we move along, and as it does, I can see more of this strange land than I've seen before. Ragged flags marked with red stick up from the tops of the craggy mountains. They snap in the brisk wind, and it sounds like rifles firing. Hollows have been carved into the black rock. Gorgon glides close to one. Skulls are stacked, dozens high. My heart gallops faster and faster. I want to turn back, but I must know what is happening. A school of silver fish floats upon the water, dead. "Perhaps it is nothing," I say, uncertain.
"Perhaps," she hisses, "and perhaps it is something very wrong indeed. I fear some terrible magic is at work."
A crow circles overhead, a thick black thumbprint in the sky. "Follow it," I say to Gorgon. A roaring fills my ears. We've come to a canyon where majestic falls border us on both sides. The water churns and we are buffeted. Kartik and I hold fast to each other and to Gorgon. Sharp rocks poke above the water, and I'm afraid we shall be dashed upon them, but Gorgon steers us clear, and we pass safely out of the canyon and into a shallow tidal pool glazed with ice. It is littered with bones and the carcasses of small dead animals. The cold wind cannot blow away the smell of death and decay. Small fires burn around the periphery. Smoke billows from them, thick and harsh, and I feel the burn of it in the back of my throat. A mix of ash and snow drifts down. It sticks to my skin. In the distance, an arch in the cliffs yields to the black sands of the plains. Gorgon edges closer, and I could choke on my fear. For there, behind the fires, is an army of Winterland's creatures, skeletal trackers in tattered black robes, poppy warriors, pale creatures with skin like chalk and eyes ringed in black. So many creatures. I had not realized. This appears to be their camp, shielded as it is by the cliffs. They sit with the dead, who appear dazed and unseeing.
"Stop!"
a creature to my left says, and I feel Kartik's hand hovering near his dagger. The creature is as grey as death. He pulls back rotting lips to reveal yellow nubs of teeth. His eyelids are lined in red, but his eyes are the milky blue of Pippa's.
"Have you come for the ritual?"
Kartik nods. I pray our illusion will hold. 6 trackers emerge at the arch.
"Follow!"
the hideous beasts call. The creatures rise, and the dead shuffle behind as if sleepwalking. With a last glance at Gorgon's stony face, Kartik and I join the others. The trackers thunder over the plains, and we follow. The ground crunches like shells beneath my feet. I think I see a leg bone poking up through the grit and quickly look away. Calm, Gemma, calm. Keep the illusion. We come to a narrow pass. Pale, skinless creatures emerge from behind the rocks and from crevices, blinking against the dim light of the churning grey sky. The creature beside us snarls and gnashes his teeth at one of the pale things, which slips back under the rock until all I can see are its blinking eyes. The crows circle overhead, crying. They lead us out of the chasm, and my pulse quickens, for we are on the heath, and there before us is the Tree of All Souls. The Winterland creatures gather on the plains. Kartik squeezes my hand, and I can feel his terror joined to mine. 3 of the dead are brought forth, a woman and 2 men. Beside me, Kartik draws a short breath. Just behind the creatures, on a magnificent steed, is Amar.
"The more we sacrifice, the greater our power grows,"
he thunders, as the dead are made to kneel before the Tree of All Souls.
"Do you give yourselves willingly to the greater glory? Will you be sacrificed for our cause?"
Amar asks them. "We will," they answer numbly.